You're from Mem Sky.
I don't know when. I don't know exactly when it will be available for podcasting as such. Currently, tonight is just or today's audio recording will be experimental to see how well it goes. Hopefully we'll have one up ASAP, and I'll put a blog up. Are you still copying all the links that have been mentioned, Jen?
No, I'm not because they're
Oh,
all
okay.
recorded.
Well, the links aren't posted in the chat room, just the reference to someone has posted a link in the chat room. We're only recording the audio.
Oh, I thought we could pull it together later. I
One
am a
sec.
slacker.
Let me do this right now. Oh dear. I can only copy an hour's worth. Darn.
Test 1 2.
Hello?
Hi, Charles. All loud and
Oh,
clear.
yeah, I had to figure it out. I got it. Hello, to all my friends at 12 160. Sorry about
Hi
that.
there,
My
Charles.
IM. I'm gonna turn that off. Bear with me while I turn that off. Yes, I'm I am the just beeping. Won't beep no more. So,
Hey, Sky,
yes,
we have a
how's everybody doing? I'm calling from the States.
done good.
From the in the United States, from the state of Arkansas, the home of Bill. I didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. That's from Little Rock, Arkansas.
The little I didn't inhale guy. I remember him.
Yes, of course.
I didn't inhale and I didn't have
Yes.
sex with her.
No, he didn't.
Well, Mr.
I can
Clinton,
verify
we're
that because
not
I was
talking
there.
about Hillary.
Well, he's what can I say? He's a lawyer. He's a sexter.
Prepper had a question about his mic, Sky.
One
He's
sec, I'm
no.
just trying to copy the chat room here.
Thank y'all for allowing. Okay, Jen, how are you? Glad to be in such good company. The round table is just a forum to discuss issues of the world.
That's true.
So, what's the topic?
Currently, it's open. Anything you wish to discuss right now, Charles?
Everybody's going around in the United States talking about this homeless guy that's Ted Williams, got the golden voice. Personally, I think it's a distraction. While they were getting ready for their main big distraction, tragic, I hate to say it, but attempt assassination of this congresswoman, or the carry out assassination of this congresswoman. I mean, you notice now, this thing that happened, Ted Williams done dropped off the map. Ted who? Huh?
Here in the UK, I don't get this news, so it would be a distraction. Jen, do you have any info on it all?
I'm sorry,
The man with the golden voice?
I'm sorry, Sky. I was over in chat trying to help Paul get in here, so I missed that whole conversation.
Charles is saying that
It is a big distraction. And like I've said, if it weren't for YouTube and truthers and people out here trying to bring stuff to light, we would never hear anything from the media. I think they only speak up when the information is already being spread out there by honest folk, and they feel like they have to because now they just look stupid. And that's what I feel about the media.
He was saying we won't hear anything about Wheeler now, is what he was saying.
Ah, right, got you. They're using that distraction to distract from another issue. As in, is he the guy that the West Point Academy guy that was a Bush appointee?
Yeah, he found him in a dump, dead.
Oh, yeah, I used to live there in them.
I think that
video they did was.
I don't think that video was him they showed on TV.
I
staggering around carrying one shoe.
He was probably getting force-fed phosgene gas and
exactly.
Stumbling around because he was already dying. I mean, it's just insane that they are doing this stuff to us and our Earth and trying the way they discredit people and people that try to bring the truth out.
That's a very good point you made there, Charles. Anything more you would like to add to it?
Oh, I'll just, you know, that's nothing surprised me about what goes on in the Bush administration. I think, I listen to Black Ops Radio out of Canada, and I hate to be impolite, but one of their models is still scraping the bullshit off the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to reach down to your shoes and scrape it off, man, because I didn't say it to be vulgar, but that's the slogan from blackopsradio.com, headquartered out of Canada.
That sounds about right.
Well,
what does Gaddafi
yes,
345
right.
His New World Order mean?
Yeah, I'm Facebook buddies with one of the ladies that runs it, Canadian Cinderella.
Sorry, Charles. Run that by me again.
Facebook buddies with one of the ladies that runs Black Op Radio out of Canada. Her Facebook name is Canadian Cinderella.
Okay. I don't use Facebook myself. Suppose that'd be useful for the other guys to know how to find
well,
it, I guess.
I understand. Everybody's talking about, well, it's too much personal information. No. Facebook is open to members only. And if you want to put some personal information out there, you can, or restrict it. It's very simple. You go to your settings and you restrict.
That's exactly a good point. I don't use Facebook at all, as in terms of I don't really need to. I'm here on 12160. Anyone can find me here. I don't put any personal information on the internet. hence, I go by the name Sky Blue Eyes. But it's everyone's. So it's down to everyone's preferences. I personally don't recommend personal information. I mean, I like the fact that I have some anonymity.
Yeah, I understand. But that link I just posted there, That's a guy that's homeless also here in my city, and you know, and if anybody deserves a break, it's that guy there. You know, no matter how down he is in the situation of being homelessness created by the powers that be, of course, he still will sing a song when you stop and ask him, "Hey, sing me a song." He ain't gonna panhandle you. You'll stop doing what you're doing, sing your song. So if y'all don't mind helping him, post that wherever you see fit and make it go viral.
I assume you're a member of the 12160. Do you know how to add a video?
Huh? Well, I shot it 3 years ago, but it's been sitting in YouTube, you know, without going nowhere.
Are you a member on our Ning site, Starfire?
Yeah. Emails update all the time. Yeah.
That's cool. You can post your video in there, and it'll get some more exposure. A lot more members will see it.
Well, it's not for me, though. I can care less about it. This guy that needs to be helped.
I understand that. But, you know, if more people see your video, they will see him in that area, etc.
Yeah. Well, you know, the media is distracting us with this Ted William thing. And just as soon as the assassination attempt to this congresswoman happens, just setting us up. Ted Williams, all they were talking about all week long, and Ted Williams, then boom, they did this. Now this thing here gonna be on how long, but this attempt assassinated this congresswoman. Don't tell how long that's gonna be up on the wire. It's a distraction. However, it was people got killed and hurt. I tell you, these people are sitting in these boardrooms, smoking these cigars, and drinking this fine cognac. They are the decision makers. And what they say goes to the prime ministers and world leaders. When they make the law, it comes down, it's implemented and carried out. We don't know who they are because they don't have a face. But they have these meetings all around the world in these boardrooms. Something to think about.
That's exactly how it goes. Everyone is distracted by the assassin, but they never look beyond who paid that man the check.
Well, yes.
It's the same with politics. Who signed the bill? Rather than.
Anyway. I hear you.
Carmen, would you
echo. Ouch. Yo, test.
Yep, perfect.
Very good.
I also went down to reduce echo.
It was Carmen, the other user that just jumped online.
Oh.
That was causing the echo. Hopefully, when he comes back, he'll have corrected the problem. You were saying
about a second shooter?
Apparently, there was three shooters involved. They're looking for a third man, but
oh my goodness.
That was the last I looked or heard. But who knows? The stories change with the minute.
I wager this story is going to be a bigger deal than we really expected.
There's a lot involved. Doc. You've got a judge that had been under protective watch for days. You've got a person in Congress, and you've got all the innocent bystanders that were at the grocery mart, unfortunately, at that time. So it's got to be to be big. If it's not big, then we're not big. Then we're going to ask why.
Yeah, it's problem reaction solution. It's DHS stepping in to take over even more tightly, because just like you said, people are going to ask for it.
Right.
And I want to bring to people's attention again. We've had first what was it around the 4th? We had an ecological problem with the dead birds and animals. We had the mailroom bombings, the letter sparklers, and now this event in Arizona, rather. And all three of these things are areas that DHS has, you know, it's under their purview, so to speak.
Well. I think everything's under DHS.
Department of Homeland Security.
It is now. I remember just, it was just, what, 2 months ago, James that Napolitano, a month ago? I apologize. Where's the question?
It's okay, Doc. I've answered it. Feel free to carry on.
Well, just a month ago, roughly, Napolitano was talking about atmospheric weather conditions falling under DHS authority.
Correct.
Am I mistaken
also,
in my memory? Oh, okay, good. I do remember that right. So
they're taking over the investigation to the Madrid fault line.
Geological concerns now?
They have many, many things on their shoulders.
Yeah, they're going to end up being the control everything agency.
And you know who started DHS, correct?
Michael Chertoff and Bush administration's all
Bush
I know.
Bush administration.
Yeah.
And it was the Bush administration that moved the U.S. Coast Guard into a military directly under the White House instead of a military as in the rest of the armed forces in the United States.
But there isn't really that much of a difference between the Bush administration and the Obama administration.
Obama, Bush,
faces,
Clinton, Bush,
the,
it doesn't matter.
The faces
right.
may have changed, but the policies are identical.
Right, right.
What makes it so obvious that
absolutely.
All the governments are the same is that if you vote someone out because you didn't like his policy, the person you put in should go in there and reverse the previous administration's policies. But do they? Do they? No, they continue them further by doubling their budgets and adding more powers. So surely that must be a wide an eye-opener for all these people who think that they want change. The only change they'll get is change from the dollar.
Right. Well, I just brought up Bush administration because now that the Republicans are coming back into office, they're trying to skim over the fact that there was any involvement with the previous administration at all. So now they'll come back in and make it a holy terror thing against Obama's done all this. And it hasn't been just an Obama thing. It's been going on for generations.
Just so.
Well, they do that to keep everyone in the left-right paradigm. You know, if they can say, oh, this man's a leftist, it was his fault, or this man is a right-wing extremist, it's his fault, when there is no such thing as a left or right. They're both attached to the same body. Look at the body, not the hands. Or the wing, as the case may be. They're using their left-wing, right-wing to distract you. In the meantime, the bird's pecking your eyes out with its beak.
Well put.
Kiwi, how's it going in the Philippines? Still having problems, I guess. Anyone else in the chat room there with a microphone? Feel free to join us.
How close are you to the Madrid Fault, Prepper? Southern Indiana. They had a real good video put up in Ning chat yesterday that I think will be valid in the next few months. About the triangle, yes, and it talks about the Madrid fault line, and it talks about DHS's involvement. I think the link for that started back in 2008, though, 2005, something like that. They've been looking at the Madrid fault line for a very long time. And if you get into the whole Casey prediction era, there is indication that that whole Madrid fault line will be underwater shortly. So whether it's brought in from HARP or natural earthquake activity, I don't know. But I think there's definite problems in that area. They are talking about homes that are destroyed on a constant basis, highways that they cannot mend because of constant cracking. There are discussions about the heat that's emanating from the surface of the roadways. So I think there's a lot going on there that people should look at. I haven't found his link, Doc. I've been trying to get him to post it up in the Ning chat room so we could tiny it for him.
It's Doc's just posted it now.
Oh, did he? Okay. Well, let me come back to page then. Beyond, I don't think ignorance is bliss. I think ignorance is ignorance. I think it's time for people to start waking up and becoming more aware and getting more active and trying to get prepared.
I'd just like to point out that there are two types of ignorance. There's willful ignorance, which basically means they just don't want to know, and they'll fight to say they don't want to know. And then you've got ignorance by its true definition of just not knowing. And it's those people that we should be aiming for rather than the willful ignorant. If you find someone willful ignorant, just walk away. Whatever happens to them happens, and it's their tough titty. They were warned, or they refuse to hear the warnings, and therefore they will drive over that bridge that has an end because they didn't want to see the bridge outside.
Hey, Paul, are you still here? Is Paul still here?
Welcome to Big Brother Burgers. May I take your new world order?
It's Big Brother Burgers.
Where if you want a vision of the future, imagine a boot stamping on a human face. Forever. Except it's enjoying a delicious burger.
Burgers.
Would you like a side of our delicious freedom fries, microchips, or dictator tots?
Burgers. At the Triple B, we've got you covered all the time. Our ring the bell mouth-watering burgers are flame-broiled at 451 degrees, providing lifelike grill marks, helping you believe the cloned lab meat we serve is actually real.
It tastes so convincing!
I like mine rare, like the truth!
Sometimes I get mine cooked medium, or well done.
At Big Brother Burgers, we've got it all. Police state poppers, free speed, calzone, cream of chemtrail, oppressively hot wings, harp shakes, and taser tacos.
Taste me, bro.
Republican burger or Democrat burger, it doesn't matter. They both taste the same.
It's true.
We use 100% organically, industrially militarized flavors in all our foods. Big Brother Burger. Posse, come and taste us. Big Brother Burgers. Oppression never tasted so good.